me preach to you for just a minute and give you just a small thought from the Word of God. I know the hour's getting away from us, and you ain't got nothing to do tomorrow, do you? Everybody's off work, and amen, we're going to have a good time tonight. Stand with me, if you will. Brother Wadley, thank you for being with us tonight, and I enjoyed hearing about all the Lord's done up there. And what all they're doing. One of the things I like about other men coming through and sharing their ministries is that many of them challenge my heart when I hear about what they're doing, how they're trying to serve the Lord, how they're trying to reach sinners. It just, it emboldens me, and it challenges me to say, hey, I need to step it up a little bit and do my part pulling the rope. And we got a lot of work to do even in these days. I appreciate how the Lord used him. And I'll be talking to him after service. We'll see maybe how we can help him up there in Canada and try and be a part of that, all right? Genesis 17, I'm going to read down to verse number 3. And I'm just going to preach from really one phrase or two phrases out of verse number 3. But the Bible said, when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Notice verse number 3. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. Notice verse 3 again. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. I was reading, you can be seated. I was reading some time ago, it's been a while ago, and come across this in my daily devotion. Seemed like verse 3 just jumped up off the page to me. Of course, we understand in Genesis 17, according to verse number 1 that we read tonight, and this chapter takes place when Abram is now 99 years old. He's been walking with God for some time. He's been talking with God for some time. He has been given a lot of promises from God, even going back to Genesis chapter number 12, when God called him out of the Ur, the Chaldees, and said, Abram, I'm going to make a mighty nation out of you. I'm going to send you into a land you don't know anything about. And that day Abram took off seeking a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. He didn't know where he's going. All he knew was God said, leave, and Abraham left and forsook the place of his upbringing, his relatives, all these relationships. These many years he's been waiting on that promise of a child and a seed to be raised up. And he's gone across a lot of mountaintops. He's been in a lot of valleys. He has gone a lot of places, and he's done his best to be faithful to God. He's had some failures. He's had some successes. He's had some victories. He's had some losses. He's had, my friend, just like you and I in our Christian lives, a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And now he's 99 years old. It seems like that these things are never going to take place. It seems like he's never going to find what he's looking for. But at 99 years old, God appears to him and begins to communicate with him and reminds him, I am the Almighty God. And I'm not necessarily preaching on that tonight, but Abram at 99 years old finally found out that the Lord is the Almighty God. I hope tonight I don't have to wait till I'm 99 years old to learn that He is the Almighty God. And He is. And that simply means that He's the God that can fulfill and do everything that He said He would do, even in spite of all the circumstances that are set against us. And Abram has the Lord telling him this, and God is revealing Himself to Abram here in these verses in this chapter. He confirms again in verse 2, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and multiply thee exceedingly. Now that's an old promise to Abraham. It's a confirmation of what he was told back in chapter number 12. And all these years now, it's not come to pass. And the Bible said, verse 3 is our text verse, when Abram heard these things, and has God revealing himself to him in this way. The Bible said, and Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. That's a phrase that I'm interested in tonight. And we use the first part of this verse to make application. But notice with me, in this thought that we're concerned with tonight, the Bible said, and God talked with him. God talked with him. That day came down, and the Bible said God talked with him. Now, God has talked with Abraham in the past, and God's had a lot of things to say to Abraham along the way and in his journey. But if you'll back up and you'll study these chapters leading in, it's been a little while since Abram's heard from God. It's been a little while since God has had anything to say to him. It's been a little while, Brother Dean, since God has really honed in on Abraham in a very personal way. And yet we find in chapter 17, God comes down and begins to reveal himself. And Abraham falls down in the dirt on his face. And the Bible said, and God talked with him. I'm interested in that tonight because I want God to talk with me. I'm interested tonight in God having something to say to me. I've been there in the past when God has talked. There's been a lot of things God has whispered to me in my heart since I've been saved. And the night I got saved, I've been a lot of ups when God was speaking. Brother Hale, there's been a lot of valleys low, and when I've been down, that God has had something to say. But I've also been there when it seemed like God didn't have anything to say. And I'm interested in that phrase, and God talked with him. What does it mean tonight? Well, I believe it implies that Abram had at least three things in matter in the relationship that he had with God. Number one, amen, it implies to you and I had the fellowship of God. And God talked with him. This evening as we consider that, the word talk literally means to converse familiarly with. It means to speak as in familiar discourse with. Two or more persons exchange thoughts. Notice how this verse reads. The Bible said, and Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. That is, and my friend there in that iron and that tap, and my friend Abram and God were speaking and fellowshipping, and God had some things to say, and Abram had some things to say, and they're on familiar ground in being friends. We know that according to the New Testament, that the New Testament writers, in referencing the life of Abraham, called Abraham the friend of God, and he was a friend of God, and is proven in the fact that God talked with him, and he had fellowship of God. Amen. There's nothing like having fellowship with God. I'm reminded what John said in 1 John 1 night, that my friend, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Christ, that Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And that if we walk in darkness, that my friend, we do not have fellowship with him tonight. But Abraham, evidently in this time in his life, Abram's tried, my friend, to talk with God. He needs to hear from God. And in the fact that God reached down and came down out of heaven and revealed himself and began to talk with him that day means that Abram entered into fellowship with God. There's folk tonight that know nothing about having a sincere, intimate relationship where God talks with you. But you remember what Jesus said in the New Testament to his disciples about him being the shepherd. He said that he would speak to his sheep and that his sheep would know his voice, and they would follow him. In other words, amen, we have fellowship tonight because we have fellowship tonight. God talks with those that are his own. Amen. Listen, Abraham, God said that God talked with him. The fact that he talked with him means that Abraham had the fellowship of God. Let me say this, like this thought tonight. God talked with Abram. God talked with him tonight. And it implies to me that he had the faithfulness of God. If you study the previous chapter, you understand that Abraham makes the biggest blunder under Abraham ever made in his life. Sarah, his wife, comes to it and says, look, God said we was going to have a son, and I'm too old to have a son. Take my handmaid Hagar and go in unto her, and you let seed be raised up and a heritage be raised up through Hagar, my handmaid. And you know the story how Abram there hearkened unto his wife, and we're paying today for the mistake that Abraham made in Genesis 16. I mean, man, you talk about a failure of failures. You talk about something that a decision made to go outside of the will of God and to walk away from the Word of God. And all that mistake represents in Genesis 16, that Abraham had a great failure. You know what I'm thankful for? You turn the chapter. Abraham still has a failure. Abraham has been unfaithful. He hadn't lived up to what God has said that God was going to do for him. He's trying to find another way. And yet the Bible still comes back in chapter 17, Brother A.L., and said, and God talked with him. Abram wasn't faithful. Abram didn't do right. Abram failed God. But you know what? And God talked with him means that when Abram wasn't faithful, God was still faithful. Amen. When Abraham didn't live up to his end of the bargain, God still lived up to his end of the bargain. And God was faithful. And I say tonight, I'm thankful for the faithfulness of God. Amen. Listen, I ain't always faithful, and you ain't either. Amen. We ought to be, but we ain't always been. And we won't always be. But my friend, we serve the one who said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Somebody said, I left God. Well, how you going to leave somebody? Amen. Who won't leave you? Amen. I'm telling you tonight, he's a faithful God this evening. He's the one the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I'm the Lord. I changed not. And Abram, when God came down and talked with him that day, Abram knew it. And even though he had failed God, that the faithfulness of God still stood short. I'm telling you tonight, he's a faithful God. And you better rejoice on that tonight. Amen. You better thank God tonight that he didn't throw us away. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't know how unfaithful I've been. I know this tonight. Amen. When you're unfaithful, he remaineth faithful. He abideth faithful. The Word of God said, amen, that is every day when you do right, God's faithful. And when you don't do right, God is faithful. Oh, when you don't live right, God's faithful. And you live right, God's faithful. I'm telling you, amen, every day of every hour, no matter come what may, we serve a faithful God. And it's proven in the fact that the Bible said, and God taught with him. You ever messed up, think, well, that's it, God will surely throw me away now, only to have God come down and talk with you again. Yeah, man, I'm thankful for that. There's a lot of days I wouldn't have talked to me. God's been faithful. Amen, I'm having a hard time getting settled in tonight and having a hard time getting off this. But, amen, I mean, listen, I read what he done. I know what he done. I know how we're still paying tonight or what Abraham did. And yet, God still said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to talk with him. The faithfulness of God. I'm glad that he abides faithful tonight. Notice with me not only the fellowship of God and the faithfulness of God, but tonight, notice with me, the Bible said, and Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. Amen. Not only the matter of fellowship and the matter of faithfulness, but I think this implies to you and I this evening that Abram had the favor of God. Amen. Notice what the Bible said, and God talked with him. With him. And I say this tonight, God on that day, and God in Genesis 17, I don't know who else that he was trying to talk to. I don't know who else my friend he attempted to talk to. I don't know who else that he did talk to on that day. But I do know this, the Bible said in Genesis 17:3, and God talked with him. Listen, can I say tonight, God did not just talk to anyone that day. Amen. it wasn't just anybody. The Bible said that he taught with him. And can I say, I believe that indicates tonight that Abram had the favor of God upon him. In fact, he shows up in verse 1 and 2 and begins to say some things and reveal some things. He's communicating some things. And then Abraham responds, we'll see in a moment, he responds by falling on his face. And when he falls on his face, that's when the Bible said, Brother Gerald, and God talked with him. And he's been saying some things in verse 1 and 2. They're going to talk together, amen, at Abram's response to the word of God. Amen. Abram fell on his face, said, and God talked with him. And I say it implies that there's some things in Abram, and I believe specifically in the phrase of Abram's response to God, that revealing some things and saying some things and giving him his word. And Abram falling on his face, God seen that, and God said, now I can bestow my favor upon it, and I will talk with him today. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this thought, if the Lord will help me, on the kind of person God will talk to. A kind of person God will talk to. You say, preacher, I ain't heard from God in a long time. And you might be like Abram was. It's been a long time since you've responded right to the word of God, and falling on your face and responding right to where God said, okay, now here's an individual, a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, that I can indeed talk to. And so I'm preaching tonight on the kind of person God can talk to. Oh, just with me, I think it's all wrapped up in that one phrase, and Abram fell on his face. That's the kind of crowd that God will talk to. That's the kind of crowd that God has a word for tonight. Amen. That's the kind of crowd that God will get in the dirt with, and no matter what you've done, how you've acted, and what you've said, that God will show up, amen, and begin to speak with you. You say, preacher, it's been a long time since me and God has talked. Amen. I'm not talking about, amen, saying your bedtime prayers. I'm not talking about tonight, amen, praying over your meal. I'm talking about that intimate, personal relationship you and God have, where God began, amen, to talk with you, and you read Genesis 17. There's things God told Abram in 17 that he never told him anywhere before, and he never said anything about later. And God says some things to that crowd, amen, that'll fall on their face before God. What kind of person is God going to talk to? Three things real quick, and I'm done. I ain't keeping you all night. Watch this. Number one, amen, the phrase, and Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. Number one, Abram was a man, if you will, a man with a spirit of thankfulness. Amen. He was a man that was grateful, if I can put it this way. He had the spirit of thankfulness. Notice what the Bible said again in verse 1 and 2. As the Lord begins to give him his word, he said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And what has God just done? God is just in the middle of Abram's failure. In the middle of years of Abraham having failed God, my friend may be thinking, I ain't heard from God in a long time. God probably ain't interested in me anymore. Only to find out now God has revealed some things to him, and my friend confirmed his promise. And how does Abram respond? He falls down on his face. It's an implication, and he's giving thankfulness to God. Hey man, you know what I think thing Abraham is signified. God, I know what I am. I know how low I've been acted. I know how sinful decisions I've been making. And now you've showed up. You still want something to do with me. And he got down and fell on his face. Said, Abram is a grateful man. You say, preacher, what kind of person is God going to talk to? He's going to talk with that crowd that is grateful for God having anything to do with them. Amen. One of the characteristics of the last days is what? Amen. Paul said to young Timothy and all that list of things, man, we get on them. We overlook that one in there. What did he say? He said in the last days, perilous times are going to come and men are going to be unthankful. Amen. Can I say we're living in an unthankful generation? Amen. We're living in a generation of ingrates. Amen. One of the greatest sins a child of God ever commit is the sin of ingratitude. That God is faithful and remaineth faithful, and evermore will be faithful, and has saved you, and has lived up to everything he said he'd be. Yet, amen. And the fact tonight that we'd be so ungrateful and God ain't done us wrong. We've done God wrong. We've not been faithful. And yet, my friend, he still comes and gives us a word. And Abraham responded, amen, by falling on his face in a spirit of thankfulness. And God said, that's the kind of man I can talk with. Amen. Ungratefulness, my friend, is a great sin. Y'all hang on to your seatbelts now, but unthankfulness is probably a bigger sin than a woman wearing a pair of breeches. What about that? Amen. Listen, I know folk have been around church my whole life and seen folk, I mean, they were holier than everybody else in the meeting and my friend better than everybody else, and they had it all nailed down, and I'm for it. I live it in my family. Amen. We try to live it, but my friend, listen, I don't ever want to be guilty of having an unthankful spirit. Psalm 100, that great psalm David said, amen, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Because when we go to his house, we need him to talk with us. Amen, we need him to say something to us. Amen, and the way you get God's attention and get God to say something to you, amen, is by falling on your face and being thankful. Grateful people got to speak to. Amen. And don't get mad at me now. Y'all know me. I'm against most everything in this world. Amen. Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness, and I believe it. A lot of wicked things in this world, but God ain't obligated, my friend, necessarily to talk to you because of how high you raise the standard, how tight you can live it. My friend, the way that you get the attention of God is by having a grateful attitude, a spirit of thankfulness. Amen. You say, I ain't got a TV. Well, good. I probably shouldn't have. I got two of them. Amen. Y'all smile now. I got two of them. God ain't obligated to talk to me because I do or don't have a TV. Amen. Now, I might stove him up by what a watch on it. Somebody say amen right there. Oh, hallelujah. This thing's tanking quick. What I'm trying to say, man, we act like we got to have it all nailed down and everything's got to be in order. And my friend, we're trying to program at one another, amen, like we're some spiritual robot, some little mechanical thing. And all God is looking for is a crowd that'll fall on their face and say, dear God, I know I don't deserve anything from you, and yet you showed up again and you've revealed this and you've given your word, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you've not let me go. Amen. He was a grateful man. Number two, y'all want another? Amen. He's a grateful man, but notice this. Abram fell on his face. You say, what does that mean? I believe it not only implies that he had a spirit of thankfulness, but he had a spirit of lowliness. Amen. When you fall down on your face, that means you're down in the dirt. Amen. Abram didn't bow his chest up and throw his nose in the air and run around and tell everybody, did you hear what God said? Amen. Did you hear what God said he was going to do with me? Did you hear how God was going to use me? Oh no, when he heard what God said he was going to do, Abram fell down in humility in a spirit of loneliness. Amen. He had no pride. He had no arrogance. Amen. He was humbled by what God said he was going to do with him. You understand that God has told Abram some mighty things. I'm going to make of thee not just a nation, I'm going to make of thee a great nation. And what I'm going to do in your life, there's going to be, he said, the whole earth is going to be blessed by what I do in you. You ever met the crowd, thought they was God's blessing to everybody? Amen. God don't talk to people like that. He talks to people that he can make a blessing and they don't lose their humility. Amen. Abram, Brother Mank, down in the dirt on his face. Amen. Implies that Abram is not swelled with pride, but rather that Abraham understands that he's a nobody, he's a nothing, he don't deserve God to do anything. Amen. He ain't forgot where he came from. He ain't forgot at what he is and what he has. Amen. God has blessed him and give it to him. Amen. And Abram, when God begins to speak and reconfirm these things, amen, Abram is moved with a spirit of lowliness and falls on his face. Can I say tonight, ask the crowd God talks to. Y'all do remember, and I know this is elementary tonight, but understand this, God resisteth the proud. God don't talk to the proud. God, amen, stove his ear up toward the proud. Amen. You say, but preacher, I can do this and I can do that. I can quote this verse and that verse. I can jump this hoop and that hoop. Amen. Good for you. Bless your little heart. Amen. At the end of the day, we're a bunch of zeros. With the rim kicked out. All we deserve tonight is hell. And Abraham realized that is nothing more than an old heathen and a pagan until God came back. And when God said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to raise you up and make you a blessing, Abram said, I don't deserve that. I'm thankful for it, but I don't deserve the hand of God upon me. Amen. We don't deserve the hand of God on us. Amen. We don't deserve God to do anything with us. Anything God does, we ought to be moved to get down in the dirt and say, oh dear God, why are so many people failing tonight? Why are so many people, my friend, failing in their relationship with God and the church? Why are so many folk, my friend, been out of shape? All it is, the Bible said, that pride going before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. At pride, my friend, this said, amen, pride, something that turns God away. Pride, something that'll destroy your life. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Number one of that list is seven in Proverbs chapter number 6 is a proud look. Amen. God is not interested in that. In the proud, he turns them away. He resists them. He works against them. That crowd that get down in the dirt from which we were made and created. Amen. In lowliness. Amen. God said that's the kind I'll talk to. Amen. It ain't folk that sing in the choir that he talks with. Oh, come on now. It ain't Sunday school teachers that he talks with. It ain't preachers that he talks with. Amen. It's that crowd that has learned to be humble. Amen. That understand what they are and have, amen, comprehended all. Amen. That they're really worth it. Amen. And understand anything God would do with us is but by the grace of God. Abram fell on his face. Amen. You say, boy, I want God to talk with me. Well, you're going to have to humble yourself. Amen. You can't walk in Calvary Baptist Tabernacle like you're God's gift to the church. Amen. Whoa. Amen. You can't walk in like, well, if I ain't here, they ain't going to make it. Calvary's doing fine for you come and I come, and it'll be doing fine when you and I's gone. It's God's church. Amen. And so thank God he brings us all in, and we all are important, but ain't a one of us is all important. Amen. And I appreciate kind things Sissy said tonight, and we give God the glory for all that. Amen. But if God strikes me dead tonight, Calvary Baptist Church will be just fine. Why? Because it's all about him. It ain't about me. Amen. It ain't about you tonight. Oh, we are a bunch of dust balls. Amen. That God put a little breath in and a little heartbeat in. Amen. That my friend are wicked on the inside. Thank God he blesses those that have a spirit of humility. He'll talk with that crowd that's got a spirit of thankfulness. They're grateful. He'll talk with the man that my friend is a man of humility, a humble man, a man with the spirit of lowliness. Number three, and I'm done, and Abram fell on his face. That phrase throughout the Word of God is used in conjunction with Brother Junior worship. Amen. So who's he going to talk to? He's going to talk with the worshiping man. Amen. God comes down. Watch this now. You say, preacher, the spirit of thankfulness, the spirit of lowliness. What's a worshiping man? What kind of spirits a worshiping man have? He's got a spirit of holiness. They that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. And David said two occasions in the Psalms that we was to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness, holiness, a spirit of holiness. Amen. Now, holiness ain't necessarily in the way you dress, and it ain't in the music you listen to, and it ain't in the places you go or don't go. Holiness is something that's on the inside. Now, where there's holiness, there'll be a change in the way you dress. Whoa, hallelujah. Holiness is worked on the inside, and what God works in holiness on the inside works its way on the outside. Amen. He'll take women who wear mini skirts, and they'll get saved and get holy, and they'll become worshiping men and women and get a spirit of holiness. And the more they worship, the longer that hymn line gets. Amen. Not up to here. Amen. You get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, the spirit of holiness. Amen. You'll quit dressing, and we don't have this problem, so it's just preventative preaching. Amen. You won't dress like no streetwalker. You'll dress like a Christian. Amen. Abram has already learned how incapable he is in his flesh. He's already learned that he ain't got it all nailed down. That when he walks in his own power and his own knowledge and his own plan and his own wisdom, that he's going to make a mess out of things. Now God comes down. He said, Abram, I'm about ready to tell you and reveal to you something about me that you ain't ever known. I am Almighty God. And the more, watch this now, you need to get a hold of this. Abram, the man of faith, the father of righteousness, the man that believed God, it was counted unto him for righteousness, has known God for 20-something years, first time God's ever revealed this about himself to Abram. And when Abram, amen, the more Abram learned about God, the more Abram began to be filled with the spirit of holiness that put him down in the dirt to worship the God that was revealing himself to Abram. Amen. Spirit of holiness. A holy spirit. Now, y'all understand now, we always got to say this. Amen. Always got to say this. We ain't talking about that holiness spirit. That ain't arrogancy. That ain't look at me. Back in the 80s and 90s, I remember a boy going to them camp meetings. Them women wore that big old glory hair. Amen. If a fire had broke out, that exploded. Their head would have blowed up. They'd walk in. Amen. Morning service, they'd walk in, strutting in like they was all this and all that, nose up in there. And then lunchtime would come, they'd run back up their motel, their dorm room, they'd change clothes and walk back in for the afternoon. And always change it, thought they was holy because of how they looked. Amen. Y'all might as well say, man, you know I'm telling it right. Amen. Bunch of helmet heads. Bunch of hair looked like there's some linebacker helmet wearing for the Green Bay Packers. Everybody okay? Whoa, hallelujah. Amen. They thought that's holy because how they looked. Amen. You might as well say amen now. That ain't what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about that spirit of holiness, having the nature of God on the inside begin to work in you in such a way that you're conformed to the image of Christ. And, amen, there begins to be a reflection, in first of all, in your spirit of the nature of God, and it begins to work itself out in the way you conduct yourself, in the way that you clothe yourself, in the places you go, in the places you don't go. Amen. You say, boy, I want God to speak with me. Well, He's only going to speak to worshiping people. You can't worship God without a spirit of holiness. Amen. When I got saved and God began to work in me and God began to reveal some things. Now, y'all don't pass out now. God began to work some things in me and began to bring me closer. I didn't get it all overnight, but the more He revealed, the more holiness He started bringing me into. The more He did on the inside, the more I began to do on the outside. Amen. Amen. When's the last time God did such a work on the inside of holiness that it affected something about you on the outside? You might as well say amen. Amen. He'll change the way you dress. He'll change the music you listen to. You get filled with the spirit of holiness, He'll throw you Willie Nelson out in the garbage can. Somebody say amen. Amen. You won't want none of that because you want God to talk with you. Amen. Old woman one time said, I know I got to quit. There's an old woman, I was at a hospital visit one time, an old woman said, she's an old woman, old fat woman, mean old fat woman. She got running her mouth. She knew what it was, knew how I preached, and she's trying to get under my skin. And I guess it worked. She said, when I was growing up, all them preachers talked about Elvis, and they said Elvis is going to ruin our nation. And Elvis, and all they can do is talk about don't listen to Elvis. She said, they act like that was so bad. Wonder what they think about what we got today. That wasn't near as bad as what we got today. What she's trying to do is justify her little thing back from years ago by how bad it was got. It got. I said, hey, ma'am. What them preachers said, if you kept listening to that and promoting that and accepting that, we's going to get what we got today. I don't know how I got off on all this, but these bunch of folks sitting in our churches, they're so filled with carnality. That's what I'm getting at, carnality. No holiness on the inside, and there's no holiness on the outside, and they wonder, why can't I hear from God? God speaks with worshiping people who have a spirit of holiness. I know I'm bombing out tonight, but it's about to get in some of y'all's ears. Holiness. God will change you. When's the last time God revealed some more of Himself to you and you walked away down in the dirt, amen, spiritually on your face saying, oh God, You are holy and I want Your nature in me, and you began to worship God and let God talk to you. Well, ain't nobody going to tell me how to dress. Yeah, you're the kind I'm talking about. God don't talk to nobody like that. You said, but you said, God, it ain't in. I'm not talking about it's in how you dress. It's in your spirit about it. Amen. That old rebel spirit, ain't nobody going to tell me where I can go, what I'm supposed to wear. Yeah, you the kind, you ain't heard from God in a real long time.
Amen. It's that crowd that says, Lord, I desire you to work in me. I desire you to teach me. I desire for you to reveal more of yourself to me. That's the crowd God will say, all right, you down far enough, I can speak to you now. Kind of people God talks to. He don't talk to rebels. But Gerald, I've pastored them. We'll probably pastor more of them. They ain't nothing more than rebels. Ain't no preacher going to tell them what to do. There ain't no church going to tell them what to do. Y'all might as well say amen. Ain't no evangelist going to preach amen on there. Ain't it funny? Y'all might as well say amen. I'm trying to find a place to land right here. Y'all want Brother Wadley to preach a little bit? Maybe he can pick it on up here. Amen. Ain't it amazing? Boy, we like hard preaching, don't we? Come on now, we like it, don't we? Hard preaching. Preach it hard, preacher. Get on that. Get on that wicked music. Get on, amen, go on the dance halls and get on going down there to the bar and drinking your beer. And you get that crowd living in immorality, you preach it hard. Till it comes down our little road, till it gets down in our little pea patch we've been fighting against and stoved up on God and wonder why we go out of a service all bowed up and mean and aggravated. Amen. God don't talk to rebels. God talks with those with a spirit of holiness. Amen. Amen. We'll tell you, you better learn to let God speak to you. Give you a word and respond to it and say, God, I'm all yours, and get down in the dirt. God talked with him, worshiping men, humble men, grateful men. I make sense tonight. When's the last time God had something to say to you? When's the last time God didn't just have something to say to you? When's the last time God talked with you? It's all stands. Sister Candy's coming to the piano. Father, I love you. I want to thank you this evening for being God, being the Almighty God. I want to thank you for all the times you ever give me a word. I want to thank you tonight, Father, for all the times that, Lord, you have moved in my life when you shouldn't have. Lord, I certainly, Lord, have got to be grateful and thankful for that. Tonight should have let me go a long time ago. Lord, how many days you've used my life, and Father, we've swollen up with pride, and you had to humble us again. Father, teach us, Lord, to be lowly. Teach us to be humble. Teach us to be, Lord, somebody that's got the right kind of spirit, Lord, of thankfulness, lowliness, and holiness. Father, what you do for us tonight, we thank you in Jesus' name. Would you mind the Lord tonight, these one or two that's come, looks like, to pray this evening for Lord's dealt with you this evening. Maybe you need to come down and say, Lord, I will be that kind of individual that you can talk to. Don't you want God to talk to you? Not just talk to your preacher. Not just talk to your spouse. Don't you want to be the kind of Christian that God, the Bible can say, God talks with you? Boy, I want to be that kind. I want to be that kind. Can I be honest with you tonight? There's been times I'd forgot to be thankful, lost my spirit of gratitude. Gone days and maybe weeks without God talking with me. Have to say, Lord, please forgive me. Been so good to me and so faithful and put your favor on my life. Let me fellowship with you. Lord, I just want to come tell you I am thankful. A lot of days I lived in pride and didn't hear nothing from God. Had to apologize to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. A lot of days I lived a rebel's life, had a rebel spirit. Wouldn't let God reveal himself to me. Had to go to God and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. Let God begin to work on me all over again. Would you mind the Lord? Several more have come. Kind of person God talks to you.